O daughter, we're returning to Cambodia together, father and daughter. And he walks away from the wide Prek Eng road. Me, rolling the black suitcase, chin down. There are so many ways I bring him shame. Sitting with my legs crossed, stomping as I walk. I know my foreignness in his country when I fall off the bus and I pretend the dirt is nothing on my knees. The rocks stuck to my hands, cheap jewels that shake off as glitter. And he is behind me watching his step, grunting, "You embarrass me." Or we visit Angkor Wat, and he tells me, "You get in for free being Gong Khmer, but don't open your mouth." When we get to the Bayan Tower, he tells me, "You can't go, your shorts are too short, and you should have covered your legs." I don't open my mouth, but I should nod to everything he says, or be in the kitchen, helping my aunt gut the market fish. The part in the trip where it's obvious how American I am in the eyes of my Cambodian family. Lips tight, I roll my eyes at him and walk away as he speaks. Bang Sota doesn't understand. She says, "You just like to get angry. Your father is a good father." But there's no language to tell this cousin how he makes me feel in my motherland. I don't belong. He's right, he's right. I knew it before, but now I believe him. Embarrassing. At dinner, he tries to apologize by giving me the biggest part of the fish, the pineapple in the soup, the tomato my aunt has prepared by herself. He should be upset when I remove them from my bowl and toss them back in the soup. Watch the fish go back to its bones, its scales back to the market and back to the sea. Everything goes back to where it came, not me. We know the role of Cambodian daughters. We know how diaspora works. Oh, daughter, you wouldn't like it here anyway. Oh, Gong Srey, Gong Srey, Gong Srey. If he leaves a green coconut for me sitting overnight, we know inside the fruit flies will nest and last one day.